Hi, David here. Just before we get started, I thought I'd make a quick note to the beginning of this recording. At the beginning of this show, I actually said it was going to be a messy show, and I wasn't quite aware of how messy it was going to become. We had an audio failure at about the two-third mark of the show when we were recording the audio for the podcast. So we've had to reconstruct the show using some audio from the video show that we've extracted, and it's not quite the same quality, so I do apologize, but it's the best we can do to get this audio show out because it is one that was a lot of fun, and I make sure everybody hears it. So do be aware that after about two-thirds of the show, the audio quality changes. So I just wanted to apologize for that, but to let you know what that was all about. So sit back and enjoy this very special 100th episode. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Geek Actually After Show for the 18th of September, 2010. And guys, this is our 100th episode. And we're finally made it to our 100th episode, and this is going to be a messy show. Let me just say right now, we got people banked up on Skype. We've got people trying to call me on the cell phone. Everybody, bear with us. We're just going to try and get ourselves through this. We got to get through an introduction first, and I'm going to say in studio right now, I have Celine Roberts. How are you, Celine?
Very good. Very sophisticated. Went to the art gallery.
Oh, the art gallery,
very
darling.
Special. Very special.
And Josh Philpott, there goes the phone again. I just wish people would watch the stream, and that way they would know what's going on.
I love people that are just so obsessed with getting onto the show. This is how popular we are.
I know. We're gonna do these calls. I think what we're gonna do is do the calls like straight away to try and get through some of this so that we can
also
cut the backlog.
So that they stop calling.
That's right. So I do have just a little bit of info here. First, I just want to run through very quickly before we start calling people, which is to celebrate our 100th anniversary or 100th episode, 100th anniversary, 100th episode of Geek Actually. I did look back over the last 2 years of podcasting, and I wrangled up some statistics.
Yeah.
So let's have a look. It's been a fun ride. We've done 92 original format episodes of Geek Actually, 36 episodes of Platforms, 10 originally formatted Geek Actually Tech episodes, 7 Film Actually episodes, 7 Tech Actually episodes, 24 various specials and after shows, and that all equates to a total of 247 hours of audio programming.
Wow.
And it's been a fun ride. Now we're here. We're at the 100.
But how many times have we said fuck, Dave? That's a statistic that you don't
have. If somebody wants to go through and listen to every episode and find all of those,
we would love you.
I'm not going to do it. It's been hard enough digging up all the clips. But I got to tell you, before we get started, I just got to say, I feel like it was just yesterday that we did our very first Geek Actually show. Hello and welcome to Geek Actually, episode 1 for the 28th of July, 2008. Here in the studio with me, I have Jacob Oberman, independent producer of Palais Pictures. How are you, Jake?
G'day, Dave.
So how's your week been?
It's been a fairly flat chat week, full of all sorts of geekdom.
Geekdom?
Yes, geekdom. plenty of iPhone news there, obviously, and we're going to be talking about movies today as well.
We're going to be talking about all sorts of things. We got a little bit of news to lead us up. Okay, so first of all, I think breaking news is going to be the Batman The Dark Knight is breaking records all over.
It tells you how long ago it was.
The Dark Knight had only just come out, and it was breaking records. And it was a shaky start, and I got to say, it was actually, after doing that first episode, I'm surprised we actually managed to keep going. It was lots of tangents and starting things and not finishing them, and it was all over the place. But it was a lot of fun, and we actually got through it, and it's been a good time. And I got to say, one of our early guests in the entire thing was Katrina. And the voice you heard at the beginning, of course, was Jake. Now, Jake was actually the co-host of the show for, I think it was 35 episodes or so, and he actually had to leave because he moved to Melbourne. We actually do have Jake in our Skype line, and we're going to get to him in just a minute. I was going to go Jake first. But I have to put Katrina in first because she's been having some Skype issues. So we're going to bring Katrina in right now, and let's see if the magic of Skype is going to behave itself.
Don't fail us now.
We're dialing. Hello, Katrina.
Hello, I'm here. I'm muting the other thing because I'm so technical.
Hi, you're on Geek Actually again. Been a long time. Okay. No hear from.
Oh, look. It's such a great show. Big congratulations to you and Josh and all the other presenters and all
Hi,
the people
Katrina.
In the chat room.
We miss you.
I miss you guys.
Yeah, we're going to get you back on the show real soon, Katrina. We actually tried to get you on a few weeks ago, but health kept you away from us.
Yes, obviously I've annoyed, you know, some powerful deity and it's smiting me.
That really does seem like something that you would do.
Yeah, it is. And do it with malice aforethought.
Now, do you remember your first Geek Actually appearance?
Well, I don't remember the first one, but I did make a couple of little notes on an envelope.
Yes, you did.
I did. Oh. And I can tell you that I actually have just a couple of things to say about what's so great about Geek Actually and why it's been such a fun ride.
Cool.
Awesome.
We're having gutsed the Watchmen book before seeing the movie.
Yes. I remember the Watchmen special.
Yeah, how cool was that? And then the extra one that went for another hour and a half deconstructing it even further.
Yeah, it was great. We had a great time with the Watchmen. Now, your first appearance, actually, I've been going through all the past episodes, of course, and your first appearance was supposed to be a 15-minute appearance. It was a pre-record. I think it was episode... I think it was about episode 9, something like that, from memory. And we were reviewing the Day the Earth Stood Still remake.
Oh, my God. I'd wipe that from my mind because it emotionally scarred me for life.
And this 15-minute pre-recorded interview ended up going for 45 minutes of deep analysis on this film. And it was a joy. It was so much fun.
Oh, mate, to see, and, you know, when you were talking about the earlier one and then we were doing the contrast and we went through, I think, almost frame by frame.
Yeah, we did. And you had everything written on envelopes.
That's right. Nothing's changed.
I will always remember our very powerful deconstruction of Public Enemies. That will always be one of my favorite ones ever because, we took that thing apart.
Yeah.
With scalpels. Like, we took individual frames to pieces there. So
that's right. Vivisection.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. It's been a joy. We're trying to get a few people through. I've actually got Mirren calling right now.
Oh, I'll get out of here, but I just want to say two things.
Yeah.
One, how bad was Terminator 4?
And if you remember, Katrina, McGee made a friggin' liar out of us.
He's a friggin' liar. And remember when you just kept playing that Christian Bale swearing meltdown?
I remember it well. It was fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Katrina. I hope you enjoy the rest of the 100th. We've got some wonderful clips coming up.
I'm in and my tech is working. Congratulations.
Thanks a lot. Okay, we've actually got Mirren on the line. I will have to answer her call. Hold on a second. Okay, Mirren, are you there?
What in hell is going on? Again, God, in the name of Wonder Woman's vagina, what the hell is going on? I sent you messages.
I can't answer the other calls while we're in the middle of doing something. I told you that. My phone has been vibrating in the corner.
She takes priority, obviously.
She's your mother, David. Your mother.
I need to know what's going on because my computer crashes. I can't get Ustream and Skype at the same time.
No, you don't want Ustream and Skype at the same time because there's actually a lag between the two anyway. So
Don't.
What you should have been doing is just watching. Like that, just watch Ustream until you think it's appropriate. Then as Katrina
I did,
did,
but now Ustream has got that spinning baseball shit, and it I can't get Ustream. It says it's going to start. It's not going to start.
All right. Enough with the problems now. Let's.
But I'm just telling you, it may crash out because it actually crashed out, and now it's got a red light, not a green light. And I don't know what's happening.
All right, can I just tell you that this is the best Skype connection with you we've ever had? And if you can maintain this kind of Skype connection, I want you back on the show regularly. All right. Now,
Before it dies.
Mirren, I just got to play something for you. Now, unfortunately, you're not watching the Ustream because... Nicholas actually, because it was an audio-only show back then, Nicholas actually animated you in Lego.
Oh, I want
to
see it!
To go with the...
I'm sure we can put it on YouTube.
We're going to put up all these clips, these packages that we've got, we're going to put up on YouTube afterwards.
Yeah.
And then we'll embed them, so you'll see them. But this is a little package. See if you remember this. This was from our first Christmas special. All right? So here we go.
No, but Jay, to be fair, this first one is a letter to Santa.
Oh, it's a letter to Santa.
Dear Santa, I've been a lazy slut this year. I promise to try and do better next year. If you decide I deserve anything, here are some things I'd like. And so there, you know, there's my little...
That's nice. We're hoping that's great. So how do you like that?
I can't tell which is real and which is incorrect. Oh, my God, that's fantastic. And why do I have to sit through a Clearasil commercial?
Oh, that's Ustream. Ustream forces one commercial at the beginning of the stream.
Well, they should pay you.
Oh, they should. I agree. But then again, they give us the service for free. So, you know, I guess we pay our dues. So.
And why do you look like Nosferatu now?
I've buzzed my hair, and you know I've got that severe widow's peak. So
it's severe. It's more severe. Yeah. You're
going to
be in Twilight.
Oh, Mirren, no,
bad Mirren, bad
on the T word. Come on.
All right. So, where's? Are there other ones I should hear?
Well, I think you might like this one too. We'll play this one for you, and then I've got other people on Skype, so I'll have to move on. But I think
they can just fucking wait. I've been waiting for 5 minutes.
All right. So you've got a choice. I can play you one of two clips. Okay. I've got something from. Another clip from our Politically Incorrect Christmas special, which once again Nicholas has done some wonderful animation to because we didn't have video. Or I actually have footage of the first time you ever met Dave.
Oh,
play that one, please.
Right, Josh has requested that one, so this is the first time Dave met you. The episode is actually called. Dave versus Mirren. And basically, for those who didn't see the episode, Dave didn't know what was coming. We did the tech portion of the show, and then Mirren joined us. And Josh, I think, described it beautifully by saying it was almost like somebody took a hand grenade, threw it into the room, and ducked out of the room. Just to see what would happen.
Just to see the bloody mess afterwards.
And this is after the initial meeting, but this is once Mirren was in full steam. So here we go.
And in world news, a woman who thinks her husband is having an affair poisons two children, 2 and 4, son and daughter, with rat poison to get back at him. Court says she may be insane.
I think she's just a woman.
PMS. And last one, which is, I thought this was so sweet in show business news, as you all must have seen. Guy Ritchie said, Madonna is retarded, but he still loves her.
No, not even close.
Oh, fuck you.
It was like at least 4.5 minutes.
And now for my three blonde jokes.
Oh, God, we've missed you.
When we talk about Politically Incorrect, I want you to remember that blondes have had it. You know, we're going to talk about that Politically Incorrect thing.
For those who are looking, Mirren is a blonde.
So. Okay, well, sort of, you know, the rugs don't match the curtains, but never mind.
Dave's face.
I was just about to let that one fly, and it was just like, oh, snap.
You know, since Helen of Troy was blamed for, you know, downing 100,000 ships or whatever, I mean, as if anyone could do that. Blondes have had
it tough. I think she could. I mean, it'd take a lot of time.
Went down 100,000 ships. Yeah, okay.
It'd take a while.
All right, my three blonde jokes. How can you tell a blonde has been using the computer? The joystick is wet.
Oh. I was about to say the Tippex on the screen.
Oh, yeah. Mine was better, though.
Yeah, yours was better.
What did the blonde say after sex? Thanks, guys. Okay, and the last one.
Oh, what was your name?
Yeah. And the last one is, this is politically incorrect for both sides, what do blondes and black men have in common? They both have black roots.
Yeah!
Oh, God.
Oh, and we just took a turn into a whole different area.
I was wondering.
I think this might be a good time to remind everyone we have an explicit tag on the show.
Our explicit tag is rated explicit because of Mirren.
It's rated M for Mirren.
All right.
Why with JJ?
Sorry, that's actually in a longer clip that we have coming up a little bit later in the show. That clip is, we actually have a little package that we put together called Losing It. And
I'll keep watching.
Yeah, and we'll play that a little bit later because there's been about four occasions on this show where we have actually lost it. And that would definitely be one of them. You guys are sharing your headphones, but some of these clips are mono, so you're not going to get two headphones.
Well, that's fine.
We'll see how we go.
We can imagine.
It's lovely to talk to you all, and you may congratulate me on getting a house today, and I'm going to go be a roomie. I'm not a lesbian. I just don't like men. I'm going to share with this lovely woman who makes me look kind of normal. If she was listed in Craigslist, she would be listed as sympathetic to 420, which means that she smokes pot. but she does it at her ex-husband's house. They crack me up. They haven't actually broken up, but she goes to his house to smoke pot. Very funny.
Fair enough.
So,
and just her and her 11-year-old daughter, and Nikki will be able to meet the daughter. That'll be lovely, the same age. So I'm moving into another house. It just never ends with me. That'll be my third house in 18 months down here on the
island. No wonder we can never get you on the show.
Bye, Nina.
Oh, Nikki's here too.
Hi, darling.
Hi,
I sent you your package on Friday, so you'll get that, Nikki, on Monday or Tuesday. Don't let Daddy run away with it. Is there anything else I'm supposed to amuse you with?
No. We've got clips to amuse ourselves with you in them.
5 seconds with you, Mirren, is enough to entertain you for an entire day.
I'm here for Christmas. It's much nicer down here. And it's still wintry. It's lovely. So, all right. Well,
we'll get you on the show again soon because there's a good, nice, clear Skype connection. So we will get you on again soon. I want to say thank you so much for calling in.
That's my butt for people who don't like Kiwi, accents. Fuck you. And I'm going to fish and chips for Josh.
And then we're already having I'd just like to say that Delta Knight in our chat room said that was awesome. I have to get these episodes. Mirren is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you, darling. And Eddie McGuire called me a cougar on steroids when I was on that show. Because I don't like men, but and they cut it. I thought it was such a good line. But anyway, I love you all, and we'll speak soon. We are on. You do know we're on Zsa Zsa Gabor Death Watch.
Are we?
She just won't die.
She's going to live forever.
She goes in, she goes out, because she broke her hip and then she fell apart or something. And they ended up with her husband in hospital because he was exhausted from looking after her. Probably helping her bleach her hair or something. I don't know. So we have to remember that. As soon as that happens, I'm your showbiz person. And
you are. Next time we get some really good juicy gossip, we'll get you on. All right?
Okay. All right. Love you all. Speak
love you, Mirren.
Love you, dude. Thanks a
lot.
Bye.
Bye. See you later. See ya. Bye.
All right, so that was Mirren joining us. And look, we've got one more Skype call. He's been patiently waiting, and we've got to get him in. Hopefully he's on the line right now. The original co-host of the Geek Actually podcast way back in July was, of course, Jacob Oberman. And it was unfortunate the day that he joined us and said that he had to move back to Melbourne. But we have him now, I believe. Jacob!
You've got a lag.
There is a lag. So stop watching Ustream for a minute because there's always a few second lag on Ustream.
Yeah, no. I've just stopped, but the actual video on the on Ustream is lagging behind. What's the go? Get that woman a fucking Valium.
I don't think there's a drug described worldwide that could slow Mirren down.
She needs to slow the fuck up.
Jacob, meet Josh. He was your replacement.
Replacement, that's such a harsh word. I wasn't a replacement. I'm a fill-in guy.
Now, I got to say, Josh, since we're reminiscing here, we'll reminisce one step further. Josh was actually I think it was fate that threw him at me.
Basically, I think it was Terminator.
It was Terminator.
It was fate that brought me together. I think it was a week after or 2 weeks after you'd headed back to Melbourne, and I thought, boy, what are we going to do? Because Mirren was filling in, but we really needed somebody who could come in permanently. And then I walked into EB Games, and there was Josh.
And yeah, I believe my first... I had been patiently waiting for the first customer of the day to wander in so I could vent my wrath over Terminator. And it just happened that you walked in and were wearing a badge that somehow led me to believe you might have some interest in movies. And I believe the first words I ever spoke to you were, "Have you seen Terminator yet?"
Come here, little droid. Don't be afraid.
So how you been, Jake? We haven't seen or heard from you in months.
Yeah. It's all the same. Nothing's changed. Look, I'm good. I'm good. Look, I've listened to a few of your spin-off shows.
Oh, really?
In recent times, yeah. Look, I would like to come back on at some stage in the near future.
Oh, please. You've always got an invitation.
I'd like to see a couple of films. I'd like to see a couple of films first. There are two. Speaking of Mirren Lee, there's a film called Joan Rivers, A Piece of Work, which is just opened here in Melbourne, and apparently it's packing houses. I actually watched Joan on David Letterman.
Oh, okay.
Last night.
I love Joan Rivers,
and she's incredible. She's 75, and she looks well. Anyway. the other thing I want to see is Joaquin Phoenix's I'm Still Here.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely.
No, for sure.
And we were reporting as well. We were going to talk about it in film, actually, but we went way over, even though we weren't doing news, that we wrote up an article on geekactually.com that Joaquin Phoenix is actually appearing on Letterman again
yeah.
later this month. And apparently he's clean-shaven now.
Yeah,
he's clean shaven, and I don't know. Someone said today that Casey Affleck.
Sorry, you broke up.
Because evidently Casey Affleck has come out to say that it is indeed elementary.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, we've heard conflicting reports on this.
Is that wrong?
Yeah, so it'd be very interesting. Now, look, because we're walking down and reminiscing down memory lane down here, I thought you might like this. I'll play the clip. Now, I don't know if you're actually watching the video because of lag and so forth. This was an audio-only clip, but once again, our esteemed filmmaker Nicholas McVeigh has put together some Lego animation to fill in the holes. And this was actually, once again, from our first Christmas special, which I think you'll remember fondly. This was actually when we first started the show, and I'll just
is this Christmas 2008 you're talking about?
Yeah, and we'll see if you see if you remember this.
All right. We have a buzzer for tonight.
Do it.
Oh, okay. Fuck me. Oh, that's right. I forgot.
I have a buzzer.
That's
I just mentioned
correct.
The dreaded C word.
Right.
All right.
And not my version either.
I would have to say that. This year, we're not allowed to say the word Christmas. That's a judgment call on that one. We have to say holidays. Have you heard about this, Jake?
Wait, we can't say
what? What is your name?
You have
60 seconds, Bob.
What? No, that's still too specific.
What about Kwanzai?
Kwanzai? What the hell is Kwanzai?
He's an African American.
So there's our Christmas buzzer, if you remember that. It wore out.
Yes.
It wore out very quickly, though, because by about the first 10 minutes of the show, we couldn't stand the sound of that buzzer anymore.
No.
we actually have a little bit of a clip coming up later in the show. We've put together a package of us losing it, and one of them is actually with you in it, so you might want to watch that one because it's a memorable ep, I think you could say.
Look, I have many great memories, and has developed into a cohesive show where you don't go off on too many tangents. So
we still go off on a few. Usually we do bring ourselves back, though.
Now, did you say Mirren was in Melbourne?
Yes, she lives in Phillip Island.
Oh, fuck that for a joke.
address
I was going to suggest that we actually get together and Skype in together.
Yeah, we can actually do conference calls. We can bring in multiple people. The problem that we face is that with the video going out, we end up with a little bit of lag because too many signals going through at once, and because we have a shithouse internet system here in Australia. I say roll on national broadband.
Yeah, NBN, way to go. Look, it almost didn't happen. So,
I know. So
there you go. Look, I'm going to love you and leave you for now, but I'll continue listening and watching on the Ustream.
That's been great to hear from you, Jake. And and
congratulations again to everyone. It's a terrific show.
Thanks a lot. we'll let you go.
Bye, Jake.
Bye.
Okay, good on you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Okay, we also that was Jake, and we will get him on. We'll get him onto a film show. Well, maybe when we do, Joaquin Phoenix's film, that might be a good idea. Now, I do have an email. One of the people I tried to get onto the show was Natalie Del Conte, because, as you know, Natalie Del Conte, who is a CBS reporter, has been on our show in the past. She came on, and because Josh and I took it upon ourselves to review. A retro review of Alien for her because she'd never seen it. It was mentioned on her show, and so we did it, and then we said to her, "said we've done this for you," and she very nicely actually came on to our show after that to basically say thank you for the review, and she had a nice little chat with us. And now, of course, I'm having trouble finding the email, but she actually emailed us because
we're professionals.
We are, we're always professional. Here it is. So I emailed her and actually said that I do understand that there is a time difference problem, and maybe she might want to just voicemail us or something like that. And she unfortunately couldn't, and this is why. She said, "Oh, I would love to, but I'm away camping this weekend with my family. No Wi-Fi here. Darn. I would try Fring, but it doesn't work real well. Next time, congrats on the anniversary episode." So at least she has written back to us, and I say thank you very much, Natalie. And we will try and get Natalie back on the show because she's lovely. She's an angel. I love her. All right. We're going to now bring on the little geek. How are you, Nicholas?
Hi.
Hang on. Let's jump over to this microphone for a second. We're just going to do a little bit of rotation on seats here. I thought it was fair that we bring Nicholas on at this point because we have been showing his animations. And he's been working hard on these. Hey, into the microphone. Now, Nicholas was actually in our very, very first episode.
Yeah, I know. So long ago.
And he was in, like, intermittent episodes. We used to tag the little geek on in the last 10 minutes of the episode. Dark Knight has said, "Oh, my God, that hurt. I laughed so hard when Jake said that Mirren needs a Valium." All right. Putting Jake and Mirren in the room together was kind of like putting Jake and Dave in the room together. It was often fun. Anyway, so Nicholas hasn't been on as often as he used to be because we actually did start his own show, but then with school and sickness and everything else, it's been kind of delayed. We're recording the first new Little Geek show.
Like his third...
The first new one, because we haven't done one in a while. Tomorrow.
Yeah.
So keep your eye on YouTube. We are going to review Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Yep.
And then next week, Nicholas is going to give us his take. We're going to do two in the same week because he's been away for so long. He's going to give us his take on The Last Airbender.
Also, I'm going to camp next week.
And you're going to camp, so we got to squeeze one in. So The Little Geek Show will be back. So what is your fondest memory of all of this, Nicholas?
I actually like the buzzer one.
You like the buzzer one.
I was actually there on the Christmas.
You were. You actually, the way the Christmas one, if you go back, oh, by the way, just we'll say this, all of the past episodes of Geek Actually, of all the shows, are all on geekactually.com. So they're not all on iTunes anymore, because iTunes only holds the last 20. Mm-hmm. But if you go to geekactually.com, you will find every episode. They're all there. To be found in the archive. And the way that Christmas special worked was we did the show for the first, I don't know, hour or so, and then Nicholas came up and joined us because some of the stuff in the first hour was a lot saucier than the stuff in the second half hour. And so we thought we'd get all that out of the way before Nicholas came into the studio. And then Nicholas came in for our lists when we did the lists of our favorite Christmas movies, and Mirren had some interesting ones. I think she did her favorite Christmas movies. She did horror films. She also did her favorite porn titles. She did a few very interesting lists on that one. So that was a good show, though. That was a lot of fun. The Christmas show.
I like the one I animated. And
so do we have? Do we have any more from that Christmas show? No. What I do have, though, and I thought I'd play this really quickly while we've got Nicholas here, because the first time I actually put this together, I actually forgot to put Nicholas into it, and I had to go back and re-edit it last night because you know, Nicholas is like furniture, so I completely forgot. I've actually put together this little package for those to listen to. This is an audio-only package. There's no vision to this, so you're just going to have to look at our ugly mugs while this plays. But I thought what was really interesting was when you go back over 247 hours of Geek Actually Broadcasting, you realize how many people have actually come into this studio. Wow. And so what I did was I put together the first introduction of every person who has ever been on the show.
Jeez.
Now, this is not including platforms. This is just Geek Actually branded products. So Geek Actually, Tech Actually, Film Actually. Okay? And so here you go. This is a montage of introductions of everybody who has been on this show. Here in the studio with me, I have Jacob Oberman, independent producer of Palais Pictures. How are you, Jake?
G'day, Dave.
This is Nicholas McVeigh. He's my son. And Nicholas, what makes you a geek?
Well, I really like toys.
Oh, yeah, I love toys.
The narky bitch across from
me is
Mirren Lee.
Where's the chocolate?
I've had to drag her into the studio today.
So here she is. Holly, thank you for joining us today.
No worries. Thank you for having
and
me.
And welcome to Geek Actually. Oh. Joining me for this feature review is Katrina Smith, actress, comedian, songwriter, singer. Did I miss anything?
Yeah, well,
I write my own
comedy, yes.
Katrina, not here. Mirren, not here. Now, I'm joined here by Josh Philpott. How are you, Josh?
Good.
I'm also joined in studio, and I'll say that again, in studio, by my wayward sister, Sarah Kalpokas. How are you, Sarah?
Jet-lagged.
BensTechShow.com. How are you, Ben?
Doing good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing very good. You're coming in from Indiana, if I'm not wrong.
Yes, Indiana and the U.S. of A.
In studio, we are joined by Dave. Now, I'm going to massacre his name because, you know, I get it right beforehand, but then it's going to just blow it on the day. It's Kozicki?
That's correct. Yeah,
Dave Kozicki, who is a freelance journalist who writes game reviews for official PlayStation, Australian 360, Ultimate Nintendo. And we're also joined via the miracle of technology and Skype, Charlie and Brad from the Movie Fan House podcast at found at moviefanhouse.com. How are
at
you guys?
At the same time.
Yo.
Right. And we're joined another newbie. Hello, Ben O'Brien.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello. Yes, extremely new.
Shiny new, yeah. And fresh faced.
Look at him.
We haven't broken him yet. And we're now joined by Natalie Del Conte, senior journalist, I believe. Are you?
I think my official title is senior editor at CNET TV, but I don't really fit anything other than my own show.
To get to that, we're also joined by a very special guest, which I'll switch over to right now. This is Suze or Susan Ryan, depending on which way we go. Now, Suze, you are the, correct me if I'm wrong, the editor of Penthouse Online, Australian Penthouse Online. Is that correct?
Australian Penthouse Magazine.
Oh, Australian magazine, period. Even more impressive.
The whole shebang.
Fantastic. All right, and we are also joined in studio this week by Mr. Pablo. How are you, Pablo?
I'm good, man.
That's good.
Excited to be on the show.
Go. And I'm also joined this week for the first time by Brandon McClelland. Have I got this pronunciation right?
Yes, Brandon McClelland. Or Mr. Awesome, whatever you
prefer. Oh, dear. Okay.
Oh, my God.
And we have a special guest in the studio today just to prove once and for all that there are female geeks out there.
Thank you very much.
We have Celine Roberts. How are you, Celine?
Very good, thank you.
All right. And we're also joined for the first time on Geek Actually, but not the first time in the studio because you've been on platforms a few times.
Once or twice.
Nathan Lawrence. Now, Nathan, tell people about you that may not be familiar with you.
I am a... Oh, what am I?
And our special guest today is Callum Wilson. How are you, Callum?
I am very good.
And I am joined in studio by Shane Gregory. How are you, Shane?
Very good.
I have, which is Denny Markovic from PALGN. Now, Denny, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Hey, Denny, how are you? And there you have it.
Wow.
So that
you really
is,
forget some of those things.
You do. And I was going through them, and actually, the way I pinpointed it was I actually lined up basically all the episodes, because I've got them all in iTunes, lined them all up, and just looked for the hosts. of who was in the episodes. I went, oh, there's another new one. There's another new one. It's like, Jesus Christ, there's another new one. You start bringing them in.
Did you start regretting it?
A little. Yeah, it's like, this was not a bad, this was not a good idea. But there you go. So we've actually had a lot of people through here. And now hopefully over the next 100 episodes, we're going to have a lot more people through here. So, Nicholas, did you recognize any of those people?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So who'd you recognize?
Recognize her, him, Jake, me, you.
I don't know if you ever actually met people like Pablo, did you? Pablo or Callum. I think you met Callum.
They're very scary people. I avoid them at all costs anyway.
So, all right, no, we've got Nicholas on, and one of the things we always used to ask Nicholas whenever he was on the show, of course, is what are you working on now, Nicholas?
Well, I'm working on this Last of the Jedi script.
Oh, look at this. Look how detailed he's getting with his filmmaking now. He's actually scripting everything.
And it's like in the right text and everything.
Yep.
Also,
and to go with it,
I'm doing storyboards.
Seriously, man, this guy puts more effort into things than I do.
So this is going to, we don't want to give away any plot details, but this is going to be epic, isn't it?
Yeah.
You've been working on this thing for weeks now, so.
Yeah. I'm still in pre-production though, yeah.
And you're also working, you're actually playing with some 3D programs too, aren't you? You're playing with Blender and, yeah, so he's going to be adding a whole bunch of stuff to this.
Dude, we've got to do like trailers and stuff for this, man.
I am. Once I get footage.
Oh, can we do a teaser and then a trailer? I want to see like a 1 second kind of still
I've
or something in voices. Nice.
Delta Knight
says, "Darth Vader looking at the space."
Delta Knight says, "Hi, Nick."
Hi.
So, all right. So, what the hell does Wonder Woman have a? Oh, I don't think I want to.
Yeah,
go
no,
I don't want to go there. I don't want to go down that path, Katrina. Sorry, Katrina's still in our chat room. All right, so I've just sent a message because I've just noticed that Ben Straw is actually on Skype right now. You would have heard him in one of the introductions, and I thought, well, if he's there, we'll get him in here as well. But he's not answering the message, so he may just be on Skype. He may not be listening to the show right now, so I'm not sure. We've got anybody lined up there? No. Good. Okay, so we're going to give the microphone back to Celine for a minute. Thank you very much, Nicholas.
Bye.
Bye. You're still sticking around. We've got that mic we can always bring up as well. And while we've got Celine in this, you go back to storyboarding your film. And while we've got Celine here, we're going to ask Celine about her memories of this. What was it like coming on here for the first time?
Very fun.
Daunting.
Good to sort of talk about stuff that's interested that you're interested in with other people who are interested in geeky stuff.
Yes,
because
yes.
There aren't enough geeks out there. It's really important to be geeky.
I think there are a lot more geeks than we give ourselves credit for.
Yeah, but they're all hiding. Yeah, we're raising the awareness, and that makes me feel special. It's like fighting up against the man.
Sorry, Delta Knight has just written, "I'm downloading every single ep that you guys did."
Jesus,
that's a lot of downloading. In fact, that's 247 hours of video of audio.
Yeah, and those are the episodes we don't go over.
That's the total hourage of everything.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
247 hours is the total hourage. That's rounded off. It's actually 246.53 hours or something like that. So it goes on and on and on. It's actually, according to iTunes, it's actually about 8 days worth of solid listening.
Oh, wow.
So,
it's
pretty impressive stuff. Now, I'm going to play because we're talking about people's first impressions of stuff. And I don't think we've ever actually made you lose it on the show.
Oh, but I did say cunt in relationship to
and
Twilight.
And didn't even know that you did it.
And actually didn't realize till afterwards. You were like, you said cunt. And I was like, what?
And she's just said it twice. I love it. We were talking about the film. You got really heated.
And
you did
I
the
just,
whole thing.
Yeah, went on the whole
And at the end,
tangent.
I said, wow, you really went out there. And she goes, and I said, you said cunt. And you go, did I? I just thought that was wonderful.
Do we have a clip of that? Or
I don't
much?
Have a clip of that. I actually pondered bringing that clip up. I did ponder bringing that clip up. But no, and in fact, I don't think you are in this clip. But because the point that I was making was that we haven't made you lose it yet. Mm. And one day you will end up in a clip like this. Because every now and again, just every now and again, we do just crack ourselves up. And sometimes it's one of us cracking up somebody else. Sometimes you're cracking yourself up. But this was a little clip we put together. Now, once again, Nicholas helped because two of the clips were audio only. Two of them are video, but two were audio only. So the first one I put together with some photographs. The second one Nicholas put together with some video of his animation. And then the last two actually have video. So here we go. This is what we call losing it.
Well, would you be interested in knowing... I know this is, you know, taking you to a place you probably don't want to go, but I had an ultrasound a couple of years ago, and the ultrasound is done with Microsoft equipment. Yes, now this ultrasound was an internal ultrasound. I'll just let you think. But the interesting thing was, while she was digging around in there, up came the blue screen of death. Yep. And I thought, has my vajayjay killed the PC? What is that? And she had to reset the computer because she got the blue screen of death in my vajayjay. So I ask you.
Warning, do not proceed any further.
So I just want to know, shouldn't we be using Apple?
Back.
My vajayjay wants Apple.
Get the hell out.
Okay, now I'll be quiet. I'll be quiet now.
These must be high traffic sites, because otherwise, why would you infect them so heavily? This is my favorite one. It's bpwhamburgerorchardpark.org.
Dave, can you read that one for us?
Yeah, I'll read that one more time. bpwhamburgerorchardpark.org.
No, it's like this. Oh, just God. 20 more thousand, babe, and we're done.
Stop it. Stop it. What you need is
five Brazilian points.
If you could plug your Wiimote into your Xbox, it's perfect.
Oh, seriously. So what you're asking for is a strap-on Wii attachment.
Basically
for your
just
Xbox.
Like a Wii vibrator.
How do you like this, Microsoft? How's that working for you? It is indeed... Project Natal has just become a fleshlight.
Fleshlight application. Amazing. Oh God,
that'll be the latest joystick. It'll just be like, what are you playing? Yes, Fox! Don't come in! I'll be done in a minute!
Are you okay? Oh, are you okay, Beardy?
Oh, good God.
But anyway...
I think we have killed Beardy. He's just...
He's destroyed.
The dirty thoughts to me coming to my mind.
Anyway, I was talking about DOA.
Japanese National Institute of Advanced Industrial Science and Technology has come up with a way to interact with your 3D TV. They have now allowed users to touch, pinch, and poke the images that are coming out at you.
Pinch, you say?
Josh, what possible use could they have for this?
The one that immediately comes to mind. Born
for the win! Oh, good Lord.
Dude, the porn industry will be going straight past HD now and going, we are on that boat.
We want that one.
There's a dude standing at the door of this guy's house right now going, I've got bags of money. Make it happen.
It says here that it says you can have the sense of touch like poking a rubber ball or stretching a sticky rice cake. The technology, I'm sorry, this is from news.com.au. The technology changes the shape of three-dimensional images in response to touches. It says, it's not known when the technology will be put to practical use.
I don't think it'll ever be put to practical use.
I want one of these TVs now. Give it to me. It It says this tech. I love how innocent. And I add in the Jedi mind thing, and I'm sold. Says Galazin. All right, and so those were some examples of where we just couldn't contain it anymore. We just
eyes hurt so much.
I thought right Dave now. With Xbox, don't come in. Oh dear! And Mirren's blue screening with her vajayjay will go down in history
that
as one of
be
the all time moments of catching us completely off guard. I think none of us expected that coming. Anyway, so that has been basically our trip down memory lane with Geek actually on our 100th episode. I'm sorry to say that some of our regulars in our chat room didn't make it today, because we did have some very, very loyal people who were with us constantly throughout our first live shows. Digital Angel would be one. Popshot's another. Popshot actually couldn't stay. He was here earlier, but he had to go. So so it would be nice if some of them had been here as well, because it would have been nice to share this with them. But to our current group of ever faithfuls in our chat room, I say thank you so much for joining us on our live shows. It is an absolute joy to have you here. Do go back and listen to some of those early episodes. Some of those early episodes were fun. If you listen to them, there's a real progression in the quality of the shows. We were finding our feet. We had no idea really what to do in those early episodes. And I think Josh actually said to me on tech, actually, last episode, I think it was last episode or the episode before, where just prior to starting the show, we were all like, oh, we feel like shit, we're this, that, next thing. Music started, and we just went, hey, and welcome to tech. And Josh actually said to me on the show, he goes, I can't believe how you just went from that to that in one move. And it's like, well, that's because of 98 episodes or 99 episodes or whatever it was at the time. And that's the thing. Over time, you just get better. You can't help but get better. If you're not getting better over time, you know, it's like wrong.
We've changed images as well. It's like I look back and you see those episodes with me with like the short hair and you with like no with the shave.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
caught me by surprise. I saw that on screen. I'm like, Jesus.
Well, if I remember that, the whole beard shaving thing was because I think it was early in platforms. It was like 5 episodes, 10 episodes in, whatever it was. Yeah. And the after show on platforms had gone insane. And you were clocking up viewers at this rate of knots. And somebody had offhandedly said, well, if we make 150 viewers, I'll shave off my beard. And we got to like 155 viewers.
Yeah.
And the next week I came in with no beard and Dave going, what are you doing? I said, well, that's, you know, I honor an agreement. You know?
Yeah.
And Stubby didn't.
Let's not do that again. Oh, Stubby has now.
It's he has now, yes, but he didn't in a while again. I'm going to throw a couple of quick thank yous out there, because the people who go by without actually without getting recognition, really. I really do want to say a thank you to Grant Stubby, because the theme music for Tech actually is his, and we've actually put him in the credits now. So if you actually watch the Tech Actually live show, you'll see his name go by. And it was Grant Noy. He did a great job with the music on that, and he goes by without getting enough congratulations. I don't think we've ever actually said thank you to him for that. Somebody asked me who does the Geek Actually music. That's not real music. It's a sampled GarageBand thing that I put together way back when, and it was never meant to be permanent. And for some reason, it stayed.
It just is.
It just stayed. And I would love to phase it out, but somebody actually said to me the other day, oh, I like that music. It tells me it's your show. It's like, well, okay, well, then that's the problem, is it's been here so long that it'll probably always be there somewhere. 100 episodes, that's right. So I'm going to put your mic up for you. There you go.
100 episodes.
So
100 episodes of the same music.
And the same goddamn music, absolutely. We also want to put a thank you out to Josh Spencer for our new cartoons. He's done a wonderful job. I also want to say thank you to everybody who has guested on this show. The thing that everybody must realize is that nobody gets paid. Everybody does it because they like doing it. I don't get paid. We haven't made very much money.
It's for the love of geek.
It's for the love of geek. We do this because we love doing
it. Sharing the geek love.
Absolutely. And we do it because we like doing it. We enjoy getting, we're narcissists. We like getting on camera and saying hi. And, you know, and we like giving our opinion. And the whole reason this thing was born in the first place was because I got to a point where it's like, my opinion is as valid as anybody else's opinion.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And I thought, this way, you know, if I'm going to get my opinion out, I'll make my own goddamn show.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Dave. Hey, thank we should you. All thank Dave. I think everyone in the chat room
we need a group thank for Dave, because, I mean, without him, this wouldn't have existed. We wouldn't be doing the recording, which would, essence.
Geek actually never would have happened.
Mm. That's true. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, do you remember no one's thanking you, Dave. Your first idea for your podcast? No.
It may be like
I do, and in fact,
worried about Darwin?
I do, and in fact, I was actually going to play a clip from that.
Here we go. Two, three, four.
And they come. Thanks, guys. Nicholas just reminded me that this actually started life as a completely different podcast. And we'll just mention that really quickly, and then we'll get out of your hair, because we've been here for an hour already anyway. But... way, way, way back. And Mirren...
We love you, Mirren.
Now, Mirren is in our chat room, so she'll remember this. Way, way, way back, when we first decided that we would do a podcast, we thought about doing something called Worried About Darwin. And it was basically a podcast where we were going to talk about all the weird shit in the world. And basically, we were going to talk about the idea of have we evolved or not as a people. And we actually recorded one episode. It was Mirren and I recorded it in studio, and Sarah Skyped in from Calgary. And we went for an hour. It was only supposed to be a 20-minute test to see how it would go. And we ended up recording an hour and something. We reviewed a film. We talked about weird things and all this sort of stuff. And... then one thing led to another, never happened, and a couple months later, Geek actually was born, and I went ahead with it. And it's really interesting, because I've still got that episode. It's never gone to air.
Hey, Dad.
Yep.
Don't you remember you just decided it out of the blue for the Geek Actually thing? You just said, hey, why don't we make a Geek Actually show, you know?
Like, yeah, it was kind of like, you know, well, you know, if we've worried about Darwin can't go ahead for whatever reasons it can't go ahead. I said, let's do something different. Let's do movies and tech. And I thought, well, the two things that I love most in the world are movies and tech. So let's put them together and do some weird ass podcast with movies
some
and tech.
Some geeky shit.
We'll just do. And my original idea was to call it This Week in Geek. Mm. Name was taken. Geek Weekly. Name was taken.
Geek Weekly.
Geek Week. It was taken. I went through all these incarnations trying to find it. So many geek names out there. But let's not forget me, Mom, came up with the name. Yes, absolutely. And then once we finally started looking for a name, Mirren was the one who actually said, why not do a play on the phrase Love Actually, that being kind of movies and kind of geeky all in the same phrase. And we kind of fell in love with the name, and it stayed there. And so
it used to be like you had this thing like, what are you, a critic or something? And then he says, no, I'm a geek, actually.
Yeah, that was in the first few episodes, and that was really embarrassing. And I'm glad we took that off.
Yeah.
And then for a while, we actually started to put outtakes in the ends of credits and stuff like that. But now that we go live, there are no outtakes, because it's all...
Mirren, are you really Dave's mom? Yes, she is.
Yes, she is.
Come on, seriously, could she be anyone else's mom? It's all from her. It's very obvious to me.
Yes, no, Mirren is indeed my mother. So go back and listen to the early episode. You'll hear
Thank
all about
you,
that.
Mirren, for bringing this genius into the world.
And then right. Bringing you into the world. So you've got a lot to thank for.
Yeah. I wouldn't
exist without her. Think about that.
Let's wrap this puppy up,
too.
Because it's 4:00 in the afternoon. I'm sure there are people who've got other things to do with their time. We've already done our main shows, and by the way, go back and listen if you weren't here in the live show and you're listening to the audio of this. Go back and listen to Film Actually this week. It's a corker, all right? Because Dave Kaziki was in studio with us, and we shredded Last Airbender. All right, so it's well worth having a listen.
Ooh,
to.
Ooh, I can't wait.
It's a lot of fun. I think we actually said our allotment of the word fuck for the month in that show. Yeah. All right, so it was a lot of fun. All right, I'm going to throw this out there. We're going to finish this up the way we would finish up every other after show and every other podcast, as we would normally go out. We would say that if you agree or disagree with anything we've got to say at all,
then
screw
get
you.
Fucked. No.
If you agree or disagree with anything we have to say on the show, or you just want to say hi, or you've got some suggestions for us, or anything you like, you can send your feedback to feedback@geekactually.com, or you can use our voicemail line, which is Sydney number 02-8011-3167. We have got the Skype working so that you can receive voicemails, but you have to be approved first. It's just one of those things. But our ID is Geek, actually, if you want to put in approval in advance. Once you're approved once, though, you'll be approved. And then you can put voicemails in anytime you want to. Very handy for the international listeners. Josh, tell us about your show, dude.
We have a show. It's called DLC Live. We go out every Tuesday at 8 p.m. I forgot to mention that in the other shows. Sorry about that. 8 p.m. we go out on Tuesdays. We have the return this week of Nacho Justice, who has been out with a broken arm, literally done while he was on holiday on his first day.
That was
day.
Clever.
Yeah, no. So he has been avoiding contact, but he is back, and he will be back with, I am sure, a vengeance and more justice to dispense on us Nacho style. So make sure you tune in for that. And, of course, the website, rawdlc.com.
Fantastic. Now let me just drop this. The problem is the computer's so far away now, so it's hard to change things.
Well, suck it up.
Well, move it closer.
I would, but it gets in the way of the camera. And I forgot to turn that on. Oh, that's what a schmuzzle. Anyway, schmuzzle. Delta Knight, holy crap, my older sister's name is Sarah, and I'm David. Oh, Delta, good name. One of my favorites.
You guys are just destined to know each other.
And Gallison says, downloadable content equals DLC. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's the play on words.
Yeah, we know that, dude. It's like, oh, no, sorry. Oh, sorry. Katrina asked what does DLC stuff for. Right, sorry, right. I didn't see Katrina's up ahead. Sorry, I thought we were having a senior moment there. Yeah, anyway. Yeah. All right. What else are we? Oh, man, we have a fan page on Facebook. You can go to facebook.com/geek. Actually,
check me out on YouTube.
Check out Nicholas on YouTube. We'll get to individual plugging in just 1 second. We've got cafepress.com stuff. cafepress.com.au/geek. Actually, you can go buy stuff there. New stuff is coming this week, so hold off on that for the moment. We record this show live. If you are an audio listener and you're listening to this for the first time and you're going, what the hell have we been listening to all this time? I forgot to put the usual disclaimer at the beginning, so I'll put it here at the end, which, of course, this is not a real episode. This is like a bonus thing we do at the end. Go listen to Film Actually or Tech Actually for the real stuff. Those look like this, by the way, when you put them on your iPhone. So this is Film Actually and this is Tech Actually, and you can search for both of those on iTunes or go to our website at geekactually.com and you'll find all your stuff there. Okay, so this is kind of a really rough wrap up to all this. What else we got here? Oh yeah, so we record live 12 p.m. every Saturday. We do all three shows in a row. And I want you to, we've already talked to you about Josh Spencer. Wow. Brad was supposed to come in and talk to us on the show today, and he had to bail. It is getting very late in America where he is, but he did call me earlier to wish us well. Brad is from themoviefanhouse.com and Right This Instant, which is another movie podcast. Now, Right This Instant is a podcast where he basically pulls older films off of Netflix Watch Instantly and reviews them. And I was on his show recently, and it's a lot of fun. It's nice in-depth reviews, so go check that out. Movie Fancast is their mothership show. MovieFanHouse.com is their website. Search for those on iTunes. And you can also listen to the Real Junkies podcast, REEL. They're like us, but they drink a lot. And they're at WeekendRonan.com.
So
find them.
Like us.
Well, that's true. And you, and you can have a listen to their show as well. And that's it. That's it. I'm done. I think I've finished.
And I'm spent.
And I'm spent. Thank you very much. Where can we find out more about you, Nicholas?
youtube.com/NickyMcVeigh.
There you go. youtube.com/NickyMcVeigh. Anywhere?
I'm on Facebook, but tell me that you saw me on the show. Otherwise, I'll be like, who's this random person trying to add me? And I will ignore you.
And who do they search for on Facebook?
Celine Roberts.
There you go. Yeah. And Josh, individual plugging? You'll find Josh pissing against the dumpster somewhere in the alley.
Damn you! Stealing my lines. I've already used that one anyway.
You have.
With a goon sack in one hand. While peeing and holding the goon sack.
Alright, we're getting out of here. This is degrading into nonsense. Thank you, chat room. You guys make it all worthwhile for the day, and we're gonna get ourselves out of here. Thank you very much. I'm gonna close these mics off one by one. That's Nicholas's mic. Oh, Nicholas has got something to say. What do you got to say? No?
Nothing?
Okay. In that case,
stay tuned for Last of the Jedi.
Oh, there you go. The film that you're working on. If that is all there is, we're gonna go. Thank you very much for joining us. We will see you next week when we start all of this all over again. All right. Bye now. Thank you.